It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt Street. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and with me today, my guest is Executive Director of the Omaha Public Library Foundation and a good friend of the station, Wendy Townley.
Good morning. Good friend. I love it. Good morning. Nice? You made my day.
Oh, well, that's really nice. That's really nice. I'm just getting you buttered up for when we're doing our pledge
that's
drive.
That's right. So. What's that number again? 402.
Wendy, great to have you here. Hey, before we look forward here, I do want to look back. Yeah, you had the great the comic book debate.
Yes.
And how did
Marvel versus DC.
Yeah, and which franchise has the better superheroes and everything. So, how did that work out?
So I will say, as expected, our fundraiser that we hosted through 1877 Society was really well attended. The debate went long, as we thought it might, and we had to cut people off. And the panelists, it got a little heated between the four of them. I'm not going to lie. It was very entertaining. And I think that had Exarban said, hey, we got a movie in here in 20 minutes, you guys got to clear out, we probably could have gone till midnight. It was a really good, robust discussion. And the panelists went back and seriously did their research, pulling up comic book references and movie references from the 60s and 70s. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Sure. I will have to weigh in on, I still think the best Batman was the one from the 60s.
Yes. Adam West.
Okay. My goodness. Yeah, absolutely. Just wonderful.
It's a throwback. A lot of people like him. Definitely vintage.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Good stuff coming up on September 26th. Chef and author Amy Thielen is coming to a fundraiser here. And there's also some other events that happen with this as well.
But that's right.
Well, let's talk about this whole, it's a really kind of a gala event.
Yeah, so it's an event that we have been hosting at the Library Foundation. This is the fifth author we've brought in as many years, and it's our largest fundraiser of the year, and all of the proceeds go to library programs and services. And so this event, Between the Lines with Amy Thielen, is Wednesday, September 26th. That's at the Culinary Arts Building on Metro's Ford Omaha campus. Beautiful facility. We hosted our fundraiser there last year. It works for us for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that Metro and the library have a strong partnership. So it just was a win-win. And I love being a part of the library and this organization that allows us to introduce people to library services, but also to spaces in the community perhaps maybe they haven't visited. So Amy Thielen is our author this year. She's a chef, has been on Food Network, has a cookbook out, and a memoir which just came out in paperback last year called Give a Girl a Knife, which is very entertaining. It's a great read. It will make you very hungry, so don't read it on an empty stomach. I'm speaking from experience. But Amy will be here that Wednesday evening. She'll speak, do a book signing, answer questions. We will have appetizers and cocktails, and then the previous night, we're doing a special free event for students and teachers with Amy at the venue at 75 North. So that's information that we have available that folks can contact us at the Library Foundation. But we definitely target that just as students, for students and educators in the community.
Sure. And that's that website for those who would seek out that type of information would be omahalibraryfoundation.org.
That's right.
The event for the students, is that just for culinary students or all students of Metro?
Yeah, and not even just students at Metro, but students in the Omaha area. So we did something similar with our author last year, Hope Jaron, at Central High School, and we put out the call to high school students who had an interest in STEM, as well as college students. And so for Amy Thielen, there obviously is a strong contingent of students at Metro who have an interest in food, but the fact that she has a memoir, and if I'm allowed to have an opinion, and she's a super talented writer, I think students who have an interest in writing of any kind would also enjoy hearing from her. So sponsorship dollars that we've raised for this fundraiser pay for the fun party on Wednesday, but also pay for the student and teacher event on Tuesday night.
Sure, pretty nifty.
Yeah.
Also, cocktails as well, because it is a bit of a gala event. So
on Wednesday, just not on Tuesday with the students.
Sure, right. For the
clarify.
Big event. Right. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
My board would hang me, so we're just making. Yeah, we'll have like cookies and appetizers on Tuesday, though.
That's perfect. Well, in the time we have, can you talk about some of the programs that the funds that are raised go to? Some of the neat work that gets done.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. So one of the biggest programs that we raise dollars for every year at the library is the summer reading program. Our contribution is typically between $75,000 and $85,000 to run that program at the library. I'm happy to report that this year had a record number of registrants in children, teen, and adults. It was well over 32,000 people in the metro area signed up. So we fund summer reading program. We fund the Omaha Reads program that's happening right now, as well as any other children's and teen literacy that our branches offer.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's Wendy Townley. She's the executive director of the Omaha Public Library Foundation. The event is September 26th. It is being held at Metropolitan Community College, the Fort Omaha campus. And if you're looking for information about this, all you have to do is go to omahalibraryfoundation.org. Thank you for coming here today. Morning Edition continues right now.